Good morning. This is Julie Farah with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. And also,
Rosemary Trocek with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce.
All the chamber girls in the house. We decided we're going to recap our chamber awards banquet, which was our, what was
97th.
You know, sometimes you ever wonder if, like, did they just start somewhere along the way, like the 50th or something, and just keep on going or the
guesstimate,
80th?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, this is our 80th awards banquet. I don't know. Just, did they really have 97 of these?
I guess so. Yeah. Because, I mean, I remember when we did our 95th and I did that gallery walk, I saw newspaper articles from the first, second, and third. But yeah.
So, and they were from, I mean,
the Chamber of Commerce. Yes.
So
correct.
That makes sense. That's crazy. Anyway, we had our 97th Chamber Awards banquet, and I think we should stop calling it a banquet. I think we need to call it a gala.
I agree.
Or
I mean,
gala. However, you know, everybody says something different.
It's awesome. A great night to get dressed up and have fun. And
banquet kind of sounds like an old 70s church, doesn't it?
I could see that, yeah.
It kind of has like a church, like I picture you hanging out in the church gym in a Valentine's banquet or something.
I could see that, but this is not that at all.
No, this is like almost 600 people.
Completely sold out, have to reconfigure the room next year.
Yeah,
like.
it was a really big deal. So let's recap the night, Rosemary. We have various awards that we give out, and this is based on our chamber members vote for it. So they nominate and they vote for it. And
well, this last year, we actually had the public nominate. Now, they had to be a chamber member to be actually to vote. Correct. But and to make the nomination and the ballot, they had to be a chamber member. But we've sent it out to the public on social media through email, encouraging our chamber members to share with their community and
all their people.
Customers. Yeah.
That's very cool. Okay. All right. So why don't you kick it off and tell us, who was the nonprofit of the year?
So the nominees for that one were the Heights Ellis County Family Resources, Mentors Care, Nicholas P. Sims Library, and Waxahachie Care.
And the winner was?
Waxahachie Care.
I feel like we're starting the banquet all over again.
Yeah.
And then, okay, so let's fly through the Small Business of the Year Award, GEICO Local Office in DeSoto, Human Resources 911, Mint Exteriors, and Moonshot Financial. And the winner for Small Business of the Year was Mint Exteriors. Okay, what about the Medium Business of the Year?
So the nominees were the Avenue Church, Eclipse Professional Services, Benjamin Franklin Plus, Faith Family Academy, Waxahachie Campus, IKO Metals, Innis, and the winner was the Avenue Church.
Bam. Large Business of the Year, we had Baylor Scott and White Medical Center, Waxahachie, Chick-fil-A, Waxahachie, HEB Grocery, and Lippert. And the winner was Chick-fil-A, Waxahachie.
Woo-woo. Newcomer of the Year, we had CFX Images, Chase's World, Katie Cakes, Omar's Mexican Cuisine, Racket and Jog, and Unite Ellis, with the winner being Katie Cakes.
And y'all, have you been to Katie Cakes? Oh my gosh, she's so adorable.
She is. And thank you to her for giving us cookies, little decorated cookies for the top three or the top level community visionary to have at their tables that night.
Yeah, those. If you get a chance to see pictures from that night, those cookies were amazing. And her food is not only looks really good, her desserts are amazing. Okay, let's see. Then we have the Ambassador of the Year, who the ambassadors voted for is Trudy Hankins with Trudy Hankins LLC, TH Productions.
Correct.
And what about the Mabel Frame?
Mabel Frame was awarded to Ellis County Hispanic Organization, or ECHO.
And then the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce Young Professional of the Year. So, you know, I just got to give a shout out. That's my son. My son is Colin Bynum. He was one of the nominees. And by the way, we're not allowed to make nominations, so just know that. Colin Bynum with Mint Exteriors. And then, is it Elias or Elias?
Elias.
Elias. Elias Carrion. Carrion.
Mm-hmm. Carrion.
Why do I make that so difficult? I know him, but I just don't say his last name ever. Nicholas P. Sims Library. Jordan Molina with Jordan East Popcorn, and she's also with the Heights, Ellis County Resources. And
then,
the winner was?
Oh, you're missing one. Oh. Rosie Suggs.
I don't see it.
She's
Rosie,
made the second
also
page.
With Mint Exteriors.
Yes.
How can I leave off Rosie? I love me some Rosie.
She's a sweetheart.
Yes, and the winner was Jordan Molina with Jordan East Popcorn and the Heights. What about the Leadership Award?
So these came from the Leadership Ellis County class, and the nominees were Dana Lynch with Human Resources 911, Sarah Lucero with Nicholas P. Sims Library, Jennifer or Jen Graff with Nicholas P. Sims Library, Gamero Martinez with the City of Waxahachie, and Wandrea Payne with Baylor Scott & White Medical Center, Waxahachie, with the winner being Jen Graff with the Sims Library.
And the President's Recognition was awarded from Kevin Strength, and that is Chelsea Navarra Holder. And the Citizen of the Year, should we do the drum roll? The 2024 winner of the Citizen of the Year is
Kevin Chester.
Hey, with Limebarger, Goggin, Blair, and Sampson LLP, attorneys at law. What a very deserving man. We love that. Okay, so let's kick off. Who are sponsors and who did some cool stuff for us?
So Faith Family Academy, their honors floral department class, they designed and set out all of the centerpieces for the night, which were incredible. They came in that morning of, freshened them up, made sure they looked perfect, mm-hmm. and they were great.
And you know what I thought was really cool how they did it? They made the arrangements where people could take them home at the end of the evening.
Correct, yes.
Was really nice because we didn't have a bunch of wasted flowers at the end of the evening, which usually happens, and then everybody got to part with it.
And they went fast.
Yeah, they did. There was not one single arrangement sitting around.
No, and we had people like, okay, I just want to make sure I can take this home, and you know, it was really sweet.
Yeah, that's cool. And then what about that photo booth?
Yeah, we've been working with Lavish Photo Booth for the last 3 years, and they're great to come in and work with. And she sets it up for us, can make the digital frame for it, and she's absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, she is. She's a sweet girl. And then Katie Case, we talked about earlier.
Yes.
She decorated the cookies for the top, for the community visionary level tables. And then we had our MC. If y'all haven't seen Denny Corby, he's pretty stinking cool. And he's a magician.
Yes, a comedian magician. All the above. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how the $100 bill got in the middle of an orange.
I don't either.
But that was pretty amazing.
Or how he drew the same picture of a house that the Navarro art teacher also drew.
All the things.
Out of the envelope. Yeah, it's mind-blowing.
Yeah, he's pretty talented. TH Productions, she did the... So Trudy, she did the producing of the event. She's done that now 3 years in a row. Mm-hmm. And our event just keeps getting better and better. And she keeps producing an amazing event. Along with 360 AVL, Audio, Visual, and Lights. They work together very well. And who's this last one?
Revive Aesthetics and Wellness. They gifted every winner that night a gift card. And... package for each winner, and so now they are able to go back. We also used Vita Films, so each winner received a promo video for their company.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
It's a produced and edited shot, all done by Vita, and it's absolutely wonderful. We have started to post them actually on our social media.
Very professional.
Very professional. And so yeah, each one was awarded and given that.
And you know, Revive Aesthetics, one more thing they did I thought was pretty cool. The Citizen of the Year, I think they got like $1,000
exclusive
VIP day, like a
package. Yeah,
I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah,
let me in on that. Yeah. Kevin, are you gonna be using that? You sure you're gonna use that? Let me have that. What about our community visionaries? You know, we want to thank our community visionaries. So our community visionaries are the top level sponsors within the chamber, and they are kind of almost the silent partners behind the scenes that make a lot of this successful and allow us to be able to do a lot of these things that we do.
So in that order is 1558 Brand Agency, AmeriCase, Arbor Ellis Hill Realtors, Bat Security, Baylor Scott & White Medical Center, Waxahachie, Caliber Voice and Data, Citizens National Bank of Texas, the City of Waxahachie, Ellis County Title Company, Faith Family Academy, IKO Metals, Legacy Chevrolet GMC, Limebarger, Groggin, Blair & Sampson LLP, Navarro College, Roofing Restoration of America, Tom Thumb, Town Square Title, Vita Films, and Waxahachie ISD.
And our car dealership.
I said Legacy.
Legacy? Huh? Yeah, forget that, because I was like, not Carlisle. By the way, speaking of, if you haven't been to Legacy, go out and see Alex Hicks. Mm-hmm. You know, they bought that. How long ago has that been that they took over Carlisle Chevrolet?
A year or two? I think maybe even longer
than
that. I don't know. Time flies, yeah. And in our world, everything goes
fast. And he's a local guy. Anyway, yeah, all the good things. We have so many great people who partner with us and help make the chamber able to do all the things that we do to help our businesses and the community and stuff like that. So if you see any of these people, congratulations. Give them a high five.
Say hello. Things. Yeah. Now off to clay shoot.
Yes, we have a clay shoot coming up. Yeah. If you, hey, by the way, if you hear this and you want to participate in our clay shoot, give us a shout at the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
Maybe one of these teams will say, I need an extra person. Come play on my team.
Yeah. The sold out event. Another one.
Another sold out event. All right, guys. We're going to wrap it up. It is another great time getting together with Rosemary. I thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Julie. It's always a pleasure.